Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Congress never got around to fixing the interest rate for college-guaranteed student loans. The interest rates doubled on July the 1st. While many people say this is just the latest example of how Congress is broken, it's also reigniting the conversation about the practical cost of going to college. For families that are middle to lower income, it may be now priced out of reach. For everyone else, it might be a big waste of money. Going to college has gotten crazy expensive, and the jobs available frequently when you graduate don't pay enough to justify that cost. Is college too expensive? Is it worth the cost? Is it a wise investment? Now more and more people are rethinking college. What about you? Have you decided to sidestep college classrooms to get ahead in the world? Or do you regret not getting that college degree? Has it held you back? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. 614-8980 is our phone number. To talk about this, we've got Dr. Richard Vetter. He's with the Center of College Affordability and Productivity. And in the studio, President Jackie Klontch. She is the president of Northwest Vista College. Welcome to The Source, y'all.
Thank you.
And, Thank you.
So, Dr. Vetter, so when people say college has gotten too expensive and it's not worth it to go, are they just looking at the surface cost and they're not really looking at the big picture?
Well, some people probably that's true. And some people, when they make their decisions about college, are doing so on imperfect information. They don't have enough information about both the benefits of college and the risk associated with going to college. For example, just to mention one little factoid, about 40-45% of the people who go to four-year colleges fail to get a bachelor's degree within 6 years. Not 4 years, 6 years. So there is some risk associated with going to college. People anticipate graduating in 4 years or so they don't go ahead. Similar problem occurs, the numbers are different, with respect to community colleges. So there are risks associated with going to college as well as benefits associated with going to college. And there is a perception that has some basis, in fact, that in recent years, because the costs have gone up so much and the employment picture for graduates has become more murky and in some cases less good, that the benefits have fallen relative to the costs. And so we're starting to see some evidence of enrollment decline, not massive decline, but some decline in enrollment nationally for the first time in this century.
So over at Northwest Vista College, where Professor Klontch, you are the head guy in charge, right?
I guess I'd say I'm the head gal in charge.
Head gal in charge. Sorry about that. I'd use that without gender specifics.
No problem.
So the head gal in charge, and are you seeing? Because this is it's a 2-year institution.
2-year community college, part of the Alamo Colleges.
And so people graduate with an associate's degree, and it's much more tailored towards getting a job.
Well, I'd say it's a combination of it's. There are the career programs that are designed to be 2-year or even 1-year career programs, but then there's also a very strong transfer track where a student could get an associate's degree and transfer to a university for their last 2 years toward a bachelor's degree.
Okay, and so this would allow maybe some people to get a better feel for college and figure out what it is they want to do. They say it's a terrible thing to ask someone who's 18 years old, okay, now what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And what are you going to major in? And you may not have that answer at your fingertips.
I certainly didn't have that answer at my fingertips. So it is a good opportunity. And lots of times when students come to a community college, they don't even realize that we have also the career programs. They're just coming to get their basics or perhaps even to start in developmental education programs. But they somehow find out that there's an option that kind of turns them on, and so that's the direction that they go.
They get a good professor, somebody just excites them about a topic, and before they know it, they're way into an area of study that they just never considered before.
That's often what happens.
All right, let's go to the phones. James wants to join the conversation. James, welcome to The Source.
Actually, I have a little bit of frustration on both parts of things. I'm frustrated with the idea of getting a degree. I'm a veteran, and I have the GI Bill, which I have yet to use, and it's about to expire. And while I was going through TAPS, the Transition Assistance Program, we were told that our military experience from starting to completion of our enlistment would equate to the outside world towards a job. That's not been the case, and that's not been the case for a lot of people. And now a lot of college graduates are finding the same effect. And I worked with people that have had college degrees, for example, in aerospace engineering, but they're doing working at Walmart or doing other things that have nothing to do with the degree. And it's a frustration there because it feels like nowadays that the whole purpose of this, based upon the economy, is just to prove that you can start and stop something and finish what you start. But, I mean, does it really justify the cost? And the economy is not doing so well. I work a full-time job. I have a son. I'm a single father. And I just don't have time. And I'm trying to start a company. But the investors that I'm trying to pick up look at me and go, well, why should we invest in you because you don't have a degree? But would the degree really help me? And that's ultimately my frustration.
All right, James, thank you for your story and thank you for your service. Dr. Richard Vedder, any comments?
Yeah, I think the caller is frustration is increasingly common in America. We are getting more and more of that. We have, I could go through and list job after job where traditionally high school graduates or even people with less than a high school diploma have held the position, where more and more of the graduates now are college graduates simply because they can't get jobs elsewhere. We have 115,000 janitors in the United States with bachelor's degrees. We have more people working at retail sales, the caller mentioned Walmart, at stores like Walmart, than we have soldiers in the U.S. Army right now. We have more college graduates in those kind of stores, a million of them. So it is a growing frustration. The costs are rising. When we recruit kids to go to college, we don't often point those out. Now, your other guest is in an area I think is very laudable. And one sector that within higher education that has grown in numerically has been the community colleges, because it at least minimizes the risks associated with this investment of going to college. Some students can't make it through, and at least if they drop out of after a community college experience or during it, at least the costs are not so great. If they make it through and transfer to a four-year university, the overall costs are reduced, and so the value equation sometimes turns out to be a bit better.
Right, and also community colleges are great for people who maybe tried college, didn't work out, they want to get back into it, and it's they could see if they still got the wheels for sitting in the classroom and making good grades. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking about the affordability of college. Is it worth the cost for a college degree? We're talking with President Jackie Klotch of Northwest Vista College and Richard Vedder of the Center for College Affordability and Productivity. If you've got a question, give us a call. The number is 614-8980. And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. The number to call to join the conversation, 614-8980. We're talking about college, tuition. Is it worth all that tuition in order to get that college degree? Talking about that, we've got Jackie Klotch. She is the president of Northwest Vista College, one of the Alamo colleges here in Bexar County. And also Richard Vedder. He is with the Center of College Affordability and Productivity. My question to you is, is college almost becoming obsolete? I can go on download podcast and I can learn about economics from Harvard University. I can learn a lot online without ever actually walking into a campus and getting all that for free. Do I really need to spend all that money and spend all that time on campus? Can't I just learn it on my own? Richard Vedder.
Well, you can learn a lot on your own. And it is true that new technologies have come along that are exciting and in some cases offering high quality instruction at either zero cost or a very low cost. The one practical problem for most people, though, is at some point along the way they want to have certification or a credentialing that says, look it, I'm a learned person. I'm a person who is skilled and I know a lot. And the way you get that is through colleges and universities.
There are other ways of getting that.
Yeah, there are. And you can take...
a Nobel Prize would help.
No, yeah, that's right. And you know, people used to get law, pass the bar exam without going to college for law. And,
but you know, there's like Microsoft certification for certain programs.
Exactly. So there are other ways of certifying. But it is true that for most people, they look at college as a certification device, and employers look at it as sort of a screening device to screen away the industrious, hardworking, disciplined worker from others. And I think that may be changing, and we may be coming up with new ways, as you suggested, of certifying people, where the piece of paper, instead of costing $100,000 or $200,000, might cost $10 or $100. And you get a little piece of paper if you take a massively open online course, a MOOC, and if you take enough of them, and somewhere along the line, you'll get a piece of paper saying, I'm certified. So we may be seeing a rather significant changes going on.
So Jackie Klotch, at the president of Northwest Vista College, one of the Alamo colleges, how do y'all treat students and help them realize the actual, the back end when they graduate, if the degree that they're going to get is worth it? Is there some sort of counseling that goes on?
Well, there is advising, and we also ask students to take a course if they're a first time in college student, in which they can do some career exploration. And I think it's very important for someone to research, you know, what are the career opportunities out there if my main purpose for going to college is a career opportunity. So I have to figure out, well, where are those jobs going to be? On the other hand, I know there are many people who go to college just for their own personal gain, because they want to be more educated in some field. They want to do that socially with other people. So there are a lot of different reasons for being in college, and I think each person has to explore that for himself or herself.
Okay, back to the phones. Elisa is joining us. Welcome to The Source.
Hello, Elias.
Elias, sorry about that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm calling about, you know, most of us who go to college, you know, we don't have the options for doing it for, like, for social reasons or to enrich ourselves, but we do it because of economic necessity, you know, for the future advancement of our own careers, and that's what I did. I went into teaching back in, and then I finally finished in 2000, and I'm still drowning in student debt. And then I was a non-traditional student. I finished late in my life. I'm 47 now. And then and I'm talking to my financial holders on my loan, and it doesn't seem that my loan, I mean, I'm going to be paying this until I die. So sometimes I question the validity of my choices, whether it was worth going to college to begin with. And then, because I think I'm not the only one that feels this way. I think most of us feel that, you know, we paid into something hoping for a better future, only to find ourselves that we really, that our quality of life really hasn't changed.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. So he's talking about this narrative that we have in America that if you work hard, you go to school, you graduate, there will be a job waiting for you when you do. And that is no longer the case, correct, Dr. Vetter?
Well, it's not the case for some. For some people, going to college is still a great investment. If you are the valedictorian, you're at your class at a high-quality high school, and you get accepted to Harvard University, where if you're from a low-income family, they'll probably let you in for next to nothing. it's likely to be a very good investment, because when you graduate from Harvard, you're very unlikely to be unemployed. You're not likely to have a huge student debt, and it's going to be a gangbuster investment. But there are very few people in that situation. More of them are in situations similar to the callers. And we now have over $1 trillion of student loan debt outstanding, held by about 40 million Americans who have borrowed money. And for a lot of them, it's become a major albatross.
So you talk about the valedictorian going to Harvard. I mean, that is not most of us, as you point out. And many of us are more, you know, we've got multiple jobs. We have to work our way through school. It's a struggle, and it's not just an investment of money, but of time. And there's so much personal sacrifices. And I'm sure, President Klontz over at Northwest Vista College, you've seen many students who have just put their heart and soul into that goal. I want to get degrees. I want to improve my life. And so it's inspiring. But are they going to benefit from that?
Well, earlier there was mention of the number of students who don't finish at a university in 4 years, haven't even finished in 6 years, and that's,
I remember Belushi in Animal House, saying, "Oh, he's expelled! Oh, 7 years of college down the drain."
Yeah, and what's happening is more and more people are going part time because they have to work. They have to take care of a family. They have so many other obligations and commitments that and they have to pay for it so that they don't go in debt. So all they can afford to do is maybe take 6 credit hours at a time.
Right. So this is an issue for the United States, taking the big picture, okay? So Dr. Vetter, how is this going to help American competitiveness?
Well, we have to make a decision as a nation about this, and as individuals as well. The current situation, though, with higher education is unsustainable. The costs of higher education are rising faster than people's incomes. So in time, enrollments will start to fall simply because people can't afford to go, and because of the situation described by the previous caller about having these huge debts. So we are at a turning point in American higher education and as a nation. And it may be we are going to have to come up with some new ways of certifying competency, such as Microsoft examinations. And maybe we are going to put more reliance on community colleges and special training programs like career colleges, one-year programs to learn to drive these big 18-wheel trucks, or become an electrician and things of that. We still need electricians and truck drivers, and we sometimes lose sight of that fact.
We've got a tremendous boon here in South Texas with the Eagle Ford Shale, and you can go to Palo Alto College and be certified to drive a big rig in less than 6 months and then go out and get a job that pays $50,000 a year.
Sure. And I think more and more people, as they think their career choices, are going to be thinking of that kind of option.
All right, I want to go to one more caller before we run out of time. Stan, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
My experience has been one who went to community colleges in the early 70s. I got 2 associate degrees, and now I'm in the position of putting my 2 younger sons to colleges. I've told them many times in high school that the way the economy is and the way the jobs are going, they'll have to probably reinvent themselves many times over before they can retire. I mean, what they end up getting a degree in may work for a while, but then they'll have to, make a sidestep or make a complete 180 degree and try something else, because the permanence of a job now is not guaranteed. And your ability to be flexible and adapt may be more of an asset in the long run than having a, quote-unquote, a solid degree in something.
Okay. Stan, thank you for that call. We apparently lost it, but it makes a great point. We have to continually teach ourselves and learn new skills. Can't always go back to college for and go and pay the tuition and sit in the classroom. It's got to, it, so the greatest skill that people need to have these days is the ability to continue to teach themselves and figure out what it is they need to know. Dr. Vetter, any last comments?
No, I would agree with that, and I think that's a point well taken. And by the way, that's one area where community colleges do, I think, a pretty darn good job. They reach out to the non-traditional student, the adult learner, who is in a position where they have to reinvent themselves and change their careers.
And Jackie Klotch, president of Northwest Vista College, one of the Alamo colleges. You guys will be firing up a new academic year very soon. And what will students, you know, it's not as expensive as going to a four-year school, but still it does require some investment.
It does require some investment, although we try to keep the costs down. And I think that the gentleman who was last on the telephone was giving very wise counsel to his children.
Yeah, be ready to adapt.
Exactly.
We never know what's going to be the next big career opportunity for everyone. Well, this has been, I want to thank you, Dr. Richard Vetter and Jackie Klotch, president of Northwest Vista College, one of the Alamo colleges. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Paul Flav produces the show. Oversight is provided by TPR Program Director Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR Web Editor, and production assistance comes from Catherine Dixon. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.